And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
So you all remember in the run-up to his selection by the Tennessee Titans, quarterback Will Levis from the University of Kentucky. There was a story that went round that Will Levis liked to take a spoonful of mayonnaise and stir it into his coffee. And that story really took off. Now, Levis, if I recall correctly, did say after the draft that it was kind of a bit of a joke, starting to get kind of momentum, and he decided he was just going to have fun and tell everybody that it was true, despite the fact that it is not, which is exactly what I expect someone who stirs mayo into their coffee to say. They go, oh, that is, okay, actually, now that I think about it, it is a little weird. Maybe I should pretend that that's not true, because I'd rather be called a liar than be called a guy who stirs mayo into his coffee. But he leaned into it. It was fun. It was a good little run-up. We all enjoyed it there for a brief few minutes. Well, Lonzo found a post from a X account under the name Justin M. NFL, who is an NFL draft reporter for the Draft Network and covers the Tennessee Titans for a couple of different broadcasting outlets. My man's got 17,000 followers across Twitter. So whether it's a parody account or not, I don't know. What I do know, and Lonzo found it just mere seconds before we came back on the air, is that this individual has posted a tweet. The tweet reads, Titans quarterback Will Levis and Hellman's mayonnaise released a cologne crying emoji. Now, attached to that is what appears to be a commercial for Hellman's mayonnaise cologne endorsed by Titans quarterback Will Levis. Lonzo and I are about to do something that is very frowned upon in radio, but neither of us cares at all. We are going to run the audio from this commercial. Now, to give you kind of a setup, because I just watched it without the audio. It begins with Will Levis in a white dress shirt that is unbuttoned all the way down, his wonderful six-pack showing all the way through the commercial. And it begins with this very dramatic slow-motion Joe Hendry turn. And then it progresses to him drinking mayo out of a mayo jar. And then it progresses to him lounge six-pack out on a lawn chair eating a sandwich slathered in mayo, yada, yada, yada. So that's the image I want you to see in your head as we listen to this, but we're going to play this audio without screening it at all, hoping, assuming that it's a parody commercial, but really hoping it's not.
They try to define you, but you are the ingredient to your own success. Smell like greatness.
Will Levis, number 8, Parfum de Mayonnaise.
By the way,
what a performance.
If you look underneath, you will see that this was originally tweeted by Helms. So this is a commercial.
Parfum de Mayonnaise.
You gotta see the video, people. You really do. It caused me to react.
Aroused?
No. Reacted. I said something. I usually watch things and don't say anything, but as the bewilderment, I think, was the word that I used.
So let's go back to this. Last year, because of the mayo and coffee thing, Will Levis.
Which Diesel actually tried.
Yeah, I recall that. Will Levis put up a video on his Twitter account leading up to the draft. It was from the draft combine, I believe, where he actually talked about it, and he actually did put a squeeze of the Hellman's mayo into his coffee, stirred up and drink it in front of reporters. Well, shortly after that, Will Levis signed a lifetime sponsorship with Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
Way to go, dude. Lifetime.
Bag, son.
That is awesome.
Get that really bag is. And or a lifetime supply of Hellman's mayo.
That is using marketing power. Right,
you a mayo guy? guy?
We've had these discussions. I do not worship.
I know, but like we refresh the audience. It's your opportunity to introduce yourself.
I'm waiting for you to introduce your cult. So I like mayonnaise. I don't go, you know what? I got to bomb me some daggum mayonnaise. No, if we have it, if it comes on, love it on a BLT. I think you got to have it on a BLT for it to be effective. But I'm not it's not my condiment of choice.
Smell like greatness.
I am a mayo guy. Some of that perfume actually exists.
Miss Lisa's going to love it. You're going to drive her up the walls, bud. She's never going to be so attracted to you as when you smell like Will Levis and Hellman's mayo.
I was just going to buy it and spray it in the bathroom, actually. You know?
No. You save that for the romance nights with Miss Lisa. She's going to go bananas over the great one.
Or maybe I'll do a drive-by. I'll run into the Rise Guys studio while they're on air and just spray them all.
I don't know why you're making this out to be a joke, Lonzo. This man just released number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise. This man is trying to help out the love lives of men across America, and you're out here making jokes like it's some kind of gag. This could be a game changer. If you are at home and you've been thinking to yourself, man, me and the wife, we're in a bit of cold streak right now. We're missing out on the Bow Chicka Bow Wow time. Adult recreational activities have been at a minimum lately, and you're looking for the fix right now? Will Levis just gave it to you, boys.
If you're driving out 276 right now, roll down your window at a certain point and do that and think, man, if that was a cologne.
Ladies!
He doesn't get it, but if you've been on 276, you know what's there.
Tell me right now, ladies of the Rob Brown Show Armada, that if your fella was to say, hey babe, it's date night tonight. You get ready and you put on that great little black dress and those heels that you only break out for the special date nights, and he comes out of that room in that look you like, you know the one, like the nice dress pants. He's got that dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up to show a little forearm, because that's what the ladies love, right? And he comes out and you walk over and he goes, you ready, babe? And he picks up the keys, and as he opens the door for you, you just get just a subtle trace of Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise. Tell me you're not going to go, babe, cancel dinner reservations. The only reservations you need to worry about are in the bedroom right now.
All right, courtesy of foodandwine.com, Hellman's has partnered with Tennessee Titans quarterback Will Levis to release Will Levis number 8, a fragrance based on the smell of Hellman's signature product. Just released scent combines hints of tart lemon, coffee, musk, vanilla, and something the company is calling mayonnaise accord.
I'm telling you right now, in about, when this comes out, when this mayo hits the shelves, sorry, when this cologne hits the shelves, I need to know what date it is, because I'm making a prediction, a prognostication right now. When this cologne hits the shelves, 9 months later, there is going to be a baby boom across the United States of America. I've heard politicians complaining about a low birth rate. Will Levis just solved that problem with 3 sprays of Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise. It's going to be spectacular. There's only one problem. There's only one issue with it.
Available online starting August 13th.
August 13th.
That is today.
That is today. So let's go August 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. May 13th, 2025. There's going to be a baby boom across this country. And those babies are going to be named Helma. They're going to be named Mayo. There's going to be a baby boom across America, because the ladies are about to just be overwhelmed by us, fellas. If you have been worried about a lackluster love life, Will Levis has just solved the problem.
By the way, went to the site. You can order it now. It is $8 a bottle.
I might be breaking this out for wedding night.
It's a 30 milliliter bottle, so that's pretty big, I think.
It's pretty standard cologne bottle size. I'm not a cologne guy. I used to be a big cologne guy. I used to have a collection of colognes. Used to be a big cologne guy. Not so much anymore. The fiance is one of these gals that like has a hyper smell, where if the smell's overwhelming, I can't light candles in the house unless she's out of town.
Yeah, me too. I completely get it. That's the reason why I don't do it. And bears. I've heard that bears are attracted to cologne. So
I don't know about that. I don't live where I got a big bear issue that I can't smell nice. Just a lady friend who's not appreciative. And that's fine. I get it. Like, that's a reaction. I'm just saying, she might. It might. Wedding night, bells will be ringing, and she might meet me at the end of the aisle and go,
do. You know, we've been looking for what we want to get Cole and Diesel for Christmas. About a bottle of that for each of them.
There is. And again, there's only one issue with Will Levis number 8 Parfum de Mayonnaise. And that issue is, Will, you should have picked Duke's. If this was a Duke's cologne.
Wow. It took him long enough. That's why I almost didn't bring it up because of that. Because when you're a part of a cult, you have to proselytize eventually. You got to work it in there.
Wait. I trust the ladies of the Rob Brown Show Armada. All right. The lady members of the Armada, they are all P1s.
I won't smell like helmets. I won't smell like daggum Dukes.
And Tiger Pal Rachel just wrote the show and said, Rob, I'd feel that way if it was Dukes, not helmets.
Yeah.
And that's commendable because while I appreciate and respect helmets. And if there's no Dukes, helmets is a fine second option. All right.
I'm going to get Leah Remini on the phone so she can help you guys get out of
There's no cult. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to recognize that objectively, thing A is better than thing B.
Sometimes. Give my mayonnaise.
Sometimes thing A is objectively better than thing. Rolex is objectively better than Timex. And that's not a shot at Timex. That's just a compliment to Rolex.
We're having a good time. You had to ruin it with your cult talk.
Not ruined.
Ruined with cult talk.
Not ruined. What I'm saying is...
One thing Dukes doesn't have that Hellman's does? Cologne.
Well, as Keegan just brought up, Dukes people, if you're listening, I want you to know that I am ready today, right now, I got the pen right here. I am ready to sign the contract to become not just the voice of Dukes Mayo in the upstate of South Carolina, not just the voice of Dukes Mayo across these, don't ruin my promo, across these great United States. I am ready to be the official endorser of Dukes Mayo Cologne. And I think I can pull you just as many customers as Will Levis can. All right, Dukes, you ready to go to the moon? You ready to go to the top? Me, you, the Parfum de Dukes. With Rob Brown as your face, we're going to the moon, baby. We're going to the moon.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.